Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 18, Mahaprabhu dances a gopi, verse 151, chapter 18, Madhya Kanda. Sarvashakti sarupe na chaya vishambhar, keha nahi deke hina nritya, manohar. Vishambhar danced in the form of his various consorts. Sarvashakti sarupe, in the form of his various shakti expansions. No one had ever seen such an enchanting dance. Nahi deke nritya manohar, mind-stealing dance. Jai deke jai shune, jeva gaya prabhu sange, sabai basena prema sagar tarange. Those who saw, heard, and sang with the Lord floated in waves of ecstatic ocean of love. Basena prema sagar tarange. Eka vaishna vera jata nayanera jal, sejena mahavanya vyapila sakal. The tears of even one of those Vaishnavas who was crying in that assembly were enough to create an entire flood. Adya shakti veshe nache prabhu gora singa, shuke deke tanra jata charanera bringa. The lion-like Gora danced in the dress of the Supreme Goddess. His servants, who were like bees at his feet, joyfully watched. So here, Gaurasundar is enacting the pastimes of dancing as a female by accepting the dress of Rukmini, who is the internal Swarup Shakti of the Lord. And by manifesting her worship of the Lord, Gaurasundar displayed her worldly connection through the material point of view. This showing that the material shaktis and goddesses that control and pervade this material world are simply expansions of Rukmini, or the Dwarka Maheshis. And they themselves are expansions of the gopis of Braj. Kampashweta Pulaka Ashura Antanai Murti Mati Bhakti Haila Chaitanya Gosai. Chaitanya became the personification of devotional service, with no end to his shivering, perspiring, hair standing on end, and shedding of tears. Nachenata Kuradari Nityananda Hat Se Kataksha Sabhava Balite Shakti Kahat. Mahaprabhu held Nityananda's hand as he danced. Who has the power to describe the nature of his sidelong glance? Kataksha Sabhav Balite Shakti Kahat. Kataksha Sabhav, that the influence, the power of that sidelong glance. Balite Shakti, so much power. So there's some very beautiful dance going on, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Or could it be Radharani and Ananga Manjari? Or could it be Rukmini? Revati is the wife of Balaram. Rukmini is the wife of Krishna. Samoke Dyuti Dhare Pandita Sriman Chaturdiki Haridasa Kare Sabadan. Sriman Pandit held a lamp before the Lord, and Haridas alerted everyone in the four directions. Haridas was the Vidushaka. He was a jester, the clown, the create fun and humor and control the audience. He was dressed in kopin, turban, handlebar mustache, and wielding a stick. Quite a comic figure. And that was his role to play, to control the audience and create humor here and there. Of course, everyone recognized him, even though he was a skinny guy with a handlebar mustache and copas and turban. Quite a funny scene. Henai samaye nityananda haladhar padila murchita hana prithvi upar. At that time, Nityananda Haladhar suddenly fell unconscious to the ground. Kotaya Vagela Budi Bhadaira Saj Krishna Veshe Vivala Naila Nagaraj. What happened to Nitai's role as an elderly lady? Because he was dressed as an elderly lady. The Arjuna Manata Shesh became overwhelmed with love of Krishna. He's addressed as Nagaraj. Nagaraj means the king of snakes, so that's Shesha, not Shesh. Jai Macha Nityananda Padila Bhumite Sakala Vaishnava Gana Kande Charibite. As soon as Nityananda fell to the ground, all the Vaishnavas in the four directions began to cry. Sakala Vaishnavagan Kande Chari Bite. Kirbhuta Haila Krishna Premara Krandan Sakala Karaya Prabhu Sri Shachinandan. How wonderful was their weeping for Krishna. Everything that took place by the will of Sri Shachinandan. Karo Ghala Dari Keha Kande Ucharai Kaharo Charanadari Keha Gharijai. Some cried loudly as they embraced others around the neck, and some rolled on the ground as they held others' feet. There's quite a lot of that, of course. In Gaur Leela, there's crying and rolling on the ground. Practically every other day. Or every day. I never see that much in our contemporary kirtans and sanghas. Maybe in Russia and places like that. But I never seen crying and rolling on the ground very much. Kiyad Bhutta Haila Krishna Premara Krandhan Sakala Karaya Prabhu Sri Shachinandan. How wonderful was the weeping of the devotees out of love for Krishna. Everything took place by the will of Sri Shachinandan. Krishna Premara Krandan. Ki Adbhuta. This Krishna Prema Krandan, they're crying in love of God. And this is very wonderful, amazing. Adbhuta, it's most amazing. How is it all happening? It's all happening by the arrangement of Mahaprabhu. Because he's dressed up. And he's showing all the devotees. It's very interesting when you see the progression of Mahaprabhu's leelas. Several chapters ago, there was the Mahaprakash leela in Srivas Thakur's house, Shataprahariya leela, 21 hours of ecstasy. Shataprahar means 21 hours. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya revealed for the first time to all of his followers in Navadvip, in Mayapur, that small group, the Antaranga Bhaktas in Srivasangam, he revealed to them that he is the Supreme Purusha, Purna Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Purna Bhagavan Sarvavatari. He revealed that he's Ram, that he's Krishna, he's Narayan, he's Natsringa, you know, all the avatars. And so they understood clearly that our fellow student, our Brahman, our Nimai Pandit, is actually Bhagavan. It was clear. Now, in this pastime, it appears that he's revealing to all his followers that I am Purusha, I am Shaktiman, and I am Shakti. I am one. Eko Bahusham. From one come many. So I am the source of Parasya Shakti Vividaya Shriyate Sabhavagigana Balakriyacha. I am the source of all the Shaktis, and I'm going to show you all that. Now I'll dress up as, and I'll show you in a very dramatic way, in drama, in a play, I will pose as Rukmini. And from Rukmini, Gopis, she comes from the Gopis, and Gopi Bhav is there, Swakiya Bhav, you can say. And then all the other Shaktis are also coming. So he's showing that in this particular phase of his pastimes, he's showing that he's the source of all the Shaktis. So in everything, so all his devotees are also his parts and parcels. So they're weeping. Krishna Prema Krandan. Adbhuta Krishna Prema Krandan. It's the most amazing crying that they're all doing, and it's all organized and arranged by him. It's by his will, his Ichha Shakti. Karo Gala Dari Keha Kande Ucharai Kaharo Charana Dari Keha Ghari Jai. Some devotees cried loudly and they embraced others around the neck. Some rolled on the ground as they held others' feet. Shaneke Takura Gopi Nate Kole Kari Mahalakshmi Bhave Ute Kattara Upari. Mahaprabhu took the deity of Gopinath on his lap and sat on the throne in the mood of Mahalakshmi. Thakur Gopinath Kole Kari Mahalakshmi Bhav Ute Kattara Upari. Sammuke Rahila Sabe Jora Hasta Kari Morastava Parabale Goranga Shihari. As everyone stood with folded hands before the Lord, Sri Gaurahari told them, offer prayers to me. Janani avesha buji lena sarvagane se rupe pare stuti Mahaprabhu shune. Everyone understood that Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the mood of a mother. Janani. Janani Avesh. Let's absorb in the mood of a mother. Mother Lakshmi, Ma Lakshmi. So they offered appropriate prayers which were heard by the Lord. It's very esoteric pastime. Really esoteric. Keha Pare Lakshmi Stava, Keha Chandi Stuti, Sabai Stuti Pare Jahar, Jaina Mati. Some recited prayers to Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Stav. Others recited prayers to Durga, Chandi Stuti. Everyone offered prayers according to their realizations. This is interesting because these are all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, worshippers of Radha and Krishna, the dying Gaur. And they're seeing the one Lord, Mahaprabhu, dressed as Rukmini, but they're seeing him in different ways. They're seeing him as Rukmini, as in Dwarkaba, they're seeing him as Durga, according to their own outlook. So we've heard it told that when the pure worshippers, the Gaudi Vaishnavas in Radha Dasya Bhav and Kinkari Bhav, absorbed in the service of Radharani, and their Ishtadeva is Radharani, Radhika, along with Krishna, Yoga, especially Radharani, then they may go and visit a Durga temple here and there while they're traveling around India. And when they see Durga, they don't see Durga, they see Radharani. They see the face of Durga. This is, Radharani, this is such an interesting form. You have, Taptakashna Kaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishambhana Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya. You're not Bhuvaneshwari, you're not Tripishwarishwari, you're not Dina Tarani, you're actually Vrindavaneshwari. And somehow you're playing with the lions of Vrindavan, and you're sitting on this lion, and you picked up a bunch of swords and weapons lying around here and there. You're just showing this Bhav. So this is what he's saying here. They saw Gaurasundar. He's in the dress of a Shakti or consort. This is interesting. Siddhanta Saraswati says, those who are situated in the false egos of goodness pray to him as Mahalakshmi, Narayani. Those who are situated in the false egos of ignorance offer them prayers as Chandika Stotra. Chandi, because Shiva and Parvati are there, the lords of the Tamagun. So they have their own system of worship and their own prayers and stutis. And those in goodness, they worship Vishnu. And those in passion, they worship various demigods, etc. And those in ignorance worship Shiva and Durga. It's interesting that this handful of associates, I guess these attendants, because this was not Shiva Sangam. So apparently this was not Shiva Sangam. This was the audience at Chandrasekhar's house at the pandal set up by Budhimanta Khan with a stage. So there are many people walked off the street. These are not only Antaranga Bhaktas. Most of the Antaranga Bhaktas were on the stage engaged in a performance. All the Brahmins, as I was saying in one class, of this tradition of Rasa Leela, which is enacted in Vrindavan. Brahmin boys play the parts of Radha and Krishna, different gopis, and they dress up as gopis. And Radha and Krishna, they play these different Rasa dances and different pastimes and braj of Radha and Krishna for the public. Edification of the public and glorification of Radha and Krishna. They're all Brahmin boys, and so this tradition, in one sense, you could say that this started, this Ras Leela performance began with Mahaprabhu 500 years ago with this performance at Chandrasekhar's house, because everybody, although they weren't children under the age of puberty, like the Ras Leela troops of Vrindavan, they're all usually under 12, 11, 10, like this. But they were all Brahmins, that's the commonality. They're all, everyone except Haridas, the joker, the announcer, he was Yavana, converted. But they were all Brahmins. All the Brahmins were playing the parts. And Brahmins were dressed, and there were no ladies playing any parts, no Brahmanis, all Brahmins, and only men. So this is only Brahmins, there's only men, but young men, young boys. And even ladies' parts are dressed up. The Lord Himself is dressed up. As we know, Krishna took so many female disguises in order to break Radharani's opposition or mood of opposition or contrariness when she was showing some kind of disinterested feelings towards him, hard to get feelings, sulking mood, man. Then Krishna would adopt up to 20 different costumes. He would adopt, this is describing Gopal Champupurva, 20 different veshas or costumes, disguises that Krishna would adopt in order to meet with Radharani or to somehow make her laugh and give up her anger and sulking mood and then finally reunite with Krishna. Sometimes he would come as a manicurist and or pedicurist and said, I can massage your feet and wash your feet and then trim your nails and paint your feet with lac dye and your fingernails. And sometimes he would come as a goldsmith selling jewelry, sometimes as a female tantric or astrologer, sometimes as a female fruit seller selling fruits, but she was always too much preoccupied with bale fruits and oranges, and holding those bale fruits in her hand and looking at Radharani with a kind of funny look on her face. And then she would come as a Well, that's Prem Samput. That's not in Gopal Champa. She came as a goddess, a heavenly celestial being, demigod Gandharva or something. She came as a female singer. She came as a doctor, female doctor. Jewelry seller, mala florist with flower garlands and flowers. And a perfume seller, she would come with perfumes, a box full of perfumes and rare oils. Like these guys come around the ashram, a little suitcase full of cheap oils and perfumes and stuff. There's this different group there giving their prayers. So now he's mentioned that they're offering different prayers. So now he gives a sample of the prayers. So he can really get into the mood. We're right there, we're sitting in the audience, and we're seeing Mahaprabhu dressed as Radharani. And we're listening, different devotees are standing up and offering prayers one by one, right? It's like it's audience participation. And people are just standing up spontaneously. Like 20, 25 different people or the same people stand up and offer prayers. So there's a series of 25 verses here where Vrindavanas Thakur is giving the quotes of the prayers that they offer to Mahaprabhu dressed as Rukmini on this drama performance. Prayers that they recited according to their realizations of what they saw, what they felt, and what they perceived. Were they seeing Rukmini? Were they seeing Mahaprabhu as Rukmini? Or were they seeing Mahaprabhu as a celestial goddess? Were they seeing Rukmini as a... Were they seeing Mahaprabhu as a fruit seller? They were seeing her as Chandi. Jaya Jaya Jagata Janani Mahamaya Dehita Jivere Deya Ranga Parachaya. All glories to Mahamaya, the mother of the universe. Please bestow the shade of your lotus feet on the suffering living entities. To get free from the miseries of the material world, living entities, they pray to Mahamaya. So they just pray to get free from the miseries that they're experiencing, but they don't pray to get free from the source of miseries, which is the samsara. In other words, they pray, Mahamaya, please take away our misery so we can enjoy. They don't say, please take away this material body, which is the source of our miseries. So they don't get an inclination to serve Krishna, although they pray for material things, from the material goddess. Please bestow the shade of your lotus feet on suffering living entities. Yeah, that's Lord Chaitanya's associates are praying to what they see as Mahamaya. They're seeing as Mahamaya. Vandam Bhakti Santing is his purport that Mahamaya is the mother of the universe. She awards material miseries to living entities who engage in material enjoyment. To get free from those miseries, they take shelter of her. But at that point, they don't understand what their actual fate will be when they are free from those miseries. Only those who are fully surrendered to the Lord achieve the inclination to serve Krishna by the mercy of Adya Shakti Mahamaya. Only then can they understand, by receiving her mercy, that the severe miseries can be vanquished by the influence of unalloyed service to the Lord Krishna. Service to Nanda Nandan is most auspicious for the living entities. Jaya Jaya Ananta Brahmananda Kotishwari Tumi Juge Juge Dharma Raka Avatari. All glories to the goddess of innumerable universes. You incarnate in every yuga to maintain religious principles. So now apparently these prayers by the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are on the right point. Just as the Vajragopis, they prayed to Katyayini. They didn't pray to Katyayini to get free from their husbands or to get free from their miseries or birth and death. They just prayed that Katyayini Yogamaya would bless them with nothing material but with Krishna as their husband. Katyayini Mahamayi Mahayogi Nidishuri Nandagopam Sutam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. Please bless me that the son of Nanda Maharaj becomes my husband. And they go on many, many prayers. So then they concluded by saying, please accept the suffering living entities as your servants. So there, all these devotees, either one devotee or many devotees, are offering these prayers to Mahamaya, and Mahaprabhu is listening very attentively. Jagat Surup Tumi Tumi Sarvashakti Tumi Shraddhaya Laja Tumi Vishnu Bhakti Brahma Vishnu Maheshwari Tomara Mahima Balete Napare Anya Keva Divesima. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar are unable to describe your glories, so how can others reach the limit of your glories? You are the goddess of innumerable universes. By the influence of your energy, the religious principles of the yugas are protected. The three principal deities of this world cannot sing your glories. Therefore, how will those who are subordinate to them ascertain the limit of your glories? Jagat Swarup Tumi Tumi Sarva Shakti Tumi Shraddhaya Lajat Tumi Vishnu Bhakti. You are the form of the universe, Jagat Swarup, and you possess all energies, Tumi Sarva Shakti. You are faith, compassion, and shame, and you are the personification of devotional service to Vishnu. Bhagavad Sandarbha says, the Lord was served by his principal internal energies, Shri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Ila, and Urja. These are the eight internal energies. Then he has eight external energies. That makes 16 potencies. 16 potencies, 16 phases of the moon, 16 kalas, 16 wheels of Jagannath's chariot. So there's eight internal potencies and eight external potencies. So these are the material potencies. Vidya, avidya, maya. That's all in the internal potency, shakti. The word shakti refers to internal potency or energy. They only describe three of the external potencies here. The word Shakti refers to the internal potency of energy in the form of Lakshmi. When the word Shakti is mentioned, it refers to the first internal energy or Mahashakti, and Maya is the external energy. But the above energies headed by Shri have two propensities, because all energies are of two types, material and spiritual. The energies headed by Shri act both in the form of the consorts and in the form of Maya. Shri is of the former category, is the opulence of the Supreme Lord. She is not the form of Mahalakshmi, because she is a Mula. Shri is a Mula Shakti, original energy. Ultimately, that means Radharani. Among the above mentioned potencies, Ila, or Bhu Shakti, has the same features as Lila Shakti. Bhu, or Ila, is the manifestation of Bhushakti and is the cause of knowledge regarding the truth. Bhushakti, or Ila, is a aspect of the Samvit potency. Lila Shakti is the gateway of knowledge. She is the aspect of ecstatic love based on motherly affection that helps one forget the Lord's opulences. This is why Gopal Tamani Upanishad has described this energy as bewildering to the coward residents of Braja. The other aspect of Lila Shakti is a covering potency that causes conditioned souls to forget their own identities. Jatavidya sakala tamara murti ved sava prakritira shakti tumi kai ved. Prayers go on. All branches of knowledge are different forms of you. The Vedas declare you are the energy behind all potencies. Since you are bhakti to Vishnu, all varieties of knowledge are simply manifestations of you. The Vedic literature says that spiritual energy is the power behind the material creation. Nikila Brahmanda Gan Nerutumi Mata Ketamara Swarupa Kahite Parekata Chija Gatta Hetutumi Gunatraya Mai Brahmadi Tamari Nai Janaye Kahi Sarva Shaya Tumi Sarva Jivera Vasati Tumi Adya Avikara Parama Prakriti. You are the mother of all universes. Who can describe your actual form? You are the cause of the three worlds consisting of the three modes of material nature. We can say that personalities like Brahma do not know you. You are the shelter of everyone, and you are the abode of all living entities. You are the primal goddess and the changeless supreme consort. Jagatat janani tumi dritiya rahita mahi rupe tumi sarva jiva pala mata jala rupe tumi sarva jivera jivan Thomas Sanarile Kande Ashisha Bandhan. You are the mother of the universe without a second. In the form of earth, you maintain all living entities. Form of water, the life of all living entities. Remembrance of you destroys all bondage. This is very wonderful prayers they're offering. Very philosophical. The Prabhupada says in the purport, by remembering your spiritual potencies, the living entities become freed from the unlimited material conceptions created by Maya and are thus able to give up illusion. Sarajana Grihetumi Lakshmimurti Mati Asadura Gari Tumi Kala Rupa Kriti. In the house of devotees, you are the personification of Lakshmi. In the house of non-devotees, you appear in the form of time, destroyer of all. It's funny. Devotees experience the fortunate side of the Lord, and non-devotees experience the unfortunate side of the Lord. The racing of time, which diminishes in the life of everyone, is very much considered inauspicious by most people. This time factor is pushing me forward, destroying everything. Whatever I made today is destroyed tomorrow. Whatever life I built now will be destroyed in a few years. But on the other hand, for the devotees, Krishna is the personification of good fortune. Lives of the devotees are filled with good fortune. And they become more and more fortunate as they hang around Krishna consciousness, as they prosecute Krishna consciousness. Time factor is their friend, pushing them closer to Krishna, pushing them closer towards eternity. The time factor is pushing the devotees towards eternity. and a time factor for the non-devotees is pushing them towards destruction. And again, rebirth. So eternity in a different phase. Eternal samsara. And the houses of Vaishnava is attached to the service of the Lord. O Lakshmi, O Shakti, you are present as the personification of Lakshmi, and the houses of materialists who are devoid of the service of Vishnu, you entangle them in unlimited varieties of bondage. Bewilder them by your covering potency and by your throwing potency, and you destroy them by placing them under the control of the material time factor. Tumise karaha trigatera shisti stiti tomana bajile paya trivida durgati. You arrange for the creation and maintenance of the three worlds. If one does not worship you, he suffers the threefold miseries. Tumi shraddha vaishnavera sarvatra udaya rakaha chananidya charanera jaya. You are the ever-manifested faith of the Vaishnavas, O Mother. Please protect us by giving us the shade of your lotus feet. Sarvatra Udaya. Appearing as the faith of those who are inclined toward Vishnu Bhakti, you increase their devotion. You make those bereft of your compassion maddened with desires for material enjoyment by diverting them from the service of Krishna. They then know you only as the provider of their sense gratification, but you become the well-wisher of those who are favored by you, and rather than becoming the object of their enjoyment, become the object of their service. So Ma Maya is being described here. She's a well-wisher of the servants of the Lord with all her personification energies. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman. Personification of Mukti, who liberates one from this material world, waits with folded hands. Mukti Swayam, the embodiment of Mukti, Mukti Devi. She waits with folded hands to serve the devotees of the Lord. She does not create any impediments for them. She does not create any obstacles for them. They're free, they're prison free. They're beyond the bars, beyond the control. Tomara mayaya magna sakala samsar. Tumi na rakile mata ke rakibeyar. The entire world is bewildered by your illusory energy. A mother, if you do not protect us, then who will? Sabara udhara lagi tamara prakash tukitaji vere mata karani jadas. More prayers to Gaurasundara Rukmini. You manifest for the deliverance of everyone. O mother, please accept the suffering living entities as your servants. Being tortured by your covering and throwing potencies, persons desire is for liberation from this material world, wish to be delivered by becoming free from material desires. Brahmadira, Brahmadira, Vanyatumi, Sarvabuddhi, Sarvabhutta Buddhi, Tomasanarile Sarva, Mantra Dhira Shuddhi. You are worshipped by great personalities like Brahma. You are the intelligence of all living entities. By remembering you, one's chanting of mantras becomes purified. Sarva Bhuta Buddhi. You're the intelligence in the living entities. All demigods worship you. Gayatri Devi delivers the human beings from the concepts of acceptance and rejection and awards them pure intelligence. By remembering you, the restlessness of mental speculators is clarified. He matastuti kare sakala mahant varamukha mahaprabhu shunaye nitant. Mahaprabhu attentively listened to all the devotees offer their prayers. Then he became inclined to offer them benedictions. Puna puna sabedanda pranama kariya. Puna stuti kare shloka padiya padiya. The devotees repeatedly offered obeisances and prayers by reciting selected verses. Kare shloka padiya padiya. Sabe laila mata tamara sharan. Shubha drishti karatora padim bahuman. Oh, Mother, we all take shelter of your lotus feet. Please glance mercifully on us, that our minds remain fixed on your lotus feet. E mata sabayi karina nivedan urdva bahu kari sabe karina krandan. As everyone offered prayers to the Lord in this way, they cried with their arms raised. Urdva. Urdva bahu kari. Urdva bahu. Urdva retasaha.
Raise up the life energy, the essence. Raise their arms, crying.
Griha maje kande sava pati vratagan ananda haila chandra shekara bhavan. The chaste ladies who were inside the room, inside the house of Chandrasekhar, they became filled with ecstasy as they witnessed this. Anande sakala loka baya nahi jane hine samaye nishi haila avasane. As they all forgot themselves in ecstasy, the night came to an end. It was an all-night play. Started in the evening time, went to 6 or 8 hours, 9 hours. Anande na jani loka nishi bela shesh darona arana asi bela paravesh. In ecstasy, they didn't notice that night had ended and the bright sun had already risen. So the drama probably started about 10 o'clock or 11. It's typical Indian time for dramas. When they have Ram Leela here on the grounds over by Shiv Khori. Every year in the fall time, the Leela starts usually around 11 o'clock at night and goes till 1 or 2. You hear them in the loudspeakers. You can hear them shouting. And, oh, Raman, oh! You know, it's Ramayana. Pohaila nishihaila nirtyavasan Vajila sabara bukke jena mahaban. As the night ended, the dance stopped. This pierced the hearts of everyone like a sharp arrow. Chamakita hoye sabe chari dike chai pohila nishikari kande ubarai. Struck with wonder, they all looked around and loudly cried, "The night has come to an end." Koti pucha shoke o e teka duka nahi je duka janmela sava vaishnava ridaye. The distress that the devotees felt could not be compared to that experienced on losing millions of sons. S-O-N-S, sons. Jai duke vaishnava sava arunere chahi prabhura kripara lagi basma nahi hai. The devotees looked at the sun with such unhappiness that it would have burned to ashes if it was not protected by the mercy of the Lord. In other words, the devotees didn't want that night to end. When you're having a good time, you want it to go on and on. When you're having fun, it goes too fast. When you're suffering, it goes too slow. So already the play had come to an end. The sun was rising. And they were looking at the sun with angry eyes. Why have you risen? Ah! You should be destroyed. Hey, Ranga Rahibahina Vishara Bhavya Ateva Gora Chandra Karilena Iyaha. Gaurachandra did that to increase the devotees' attachment through their great lamentation on seeing the completion of that pastime. Kande sava bhaktagan vishara bhavya pati vrata gana kande bhumite padiya. All the devotees cried in great lamentation and the chaste ladies cried as they fell to the ground. Jata narayani shakti jagata janani Se sabha hayache Vaishnava Grihini. All the energies of Narayani, the mother of the universe, have appeared as the wives of the Vaishnavas. Interesting purport by Srila Siddhanta Saraswati. The women of this world are bodily expansions of Narayani's energies. Unlike non-devotees, Vaishnavas are not influenced by the spirit of enjoyment to consider the energies of Narayani, the mother of the universe, as the supreme. In other words, some, especially in Bengal, some of the Shakta worshippers, they dress up someone as a woman and they worship her like Shakti Ma or Durga, or even they worship their own wives as if she's supreme, the goddess, or representing the goddess of Shakti or Mahamaya. And they have, because they have a very strong culture of Shakta worship. They're Shaktas and they very much worship Ma Durga, Kali Bhairav, and different forms of the Ma, Durga Ma, as supreme worship, some expanded female energy, some female human being as the supreme. Anyonye kande sava pativratagan sabedarena shachi deviracharan. The chaste ladies all cried among themselves and grabbed the feet of Mother Shachi. Sabdarena Shachi Devi Charan. Shachi Devi Charan. Dharena, they held on to their feet. Chodike Utila Vishnu Bhaktira Krandhan. Prema Maya Haila Chandra Shekara Bhavan. The sound of crying in devotion to Vishnu arose in the four directions. The house of Chandrasekhar became filled with ecstatic love. Sahaje Vaishnavera Rodana Uchita Janma Janma Jane Jara Krishna Charita. Those Vaishnavas who birth after birth know the characteristics of Krishna spontaneously cry for him. Sahaja, this is the nature, this is natural. Jana Krishna Charita, those who know the characteristics and qualities of Krishna's Leela, Namrup, Gun Leela, and it's their nature to cry. There are two types of crying: shedding tears of joy out of emotion, and shedding tears while crying out in affliction from the distress of deficiency. When Vaishnavas see distress within this world, both types of emotions naturally arise in them. So they cry, feeling the suffering for the living entities, out of feeling their distress to be their own, so they cry in that way. And then they also cry in joy because they know that they have the remedy. Vaishnavas know they cry in joy because they know they're carrying the mercy of Mahaprabhu, of Darya Kripa, magnanimous mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and they can distribute that mercy to others. That mercy is like a brilliant sunshine, Krishna Sriya Samamaya Hayandakara. When the sun shines on the surface of the earth, it dries up all the puddles of water. All the water that's lying here and there will be dried up by the intense scorching rays of the summer sun. So the Krishna sun, the sun of Krishna consciousness, when it rises in the heart of a conditioned soul, then it dries up all the oceans of tears. All the oceans of tears of distress and suffering. So the ocean can rise in the heart of the conditioned souls when they receive the mercy of a devotee. So he gives that ocean, he places that ocean in their hearts. That ocean rises, and sun, Krishna's sun rises from the ocean, and then it dries up that ocean. So Krishna enters the heart of the devotee at Diksha, then he rises in the heart and he dries up all the ocean of affliction and kleshas. And this is the first effect of bhakti, kleshagni. So this is the joyful part. So then the devotee cry in joy, oh, just see. The person's, all the distress of this person has become alleviated by contacting Krishna consciousness. So we're crying at the distress of others and we're crying in joy. We're crying in distress, identifying with the suffering, empathizing with the misery and suffering of the conditioned souls. And we're crying in joy because we know we have the medicine, the remedy, and we give it to them. And then we cry in joy when we see the transformation. the transformative effect of Krishna Bhakti. Change a life of darkness into a life of light, and to change a life full of misery into a life full of joy, and to change a life full of ignorance and confusion into a life full of knowledge and understanding. This is the joyful crying of the successful preacher. Keha bali are ratri kini pohaile hina rase kina Krishna vanchita karile. Someone said, O night, why have you come to an end? O Krishna, why have you deprived us of such happiness? Chodike dekhiya sabha Vaishnava rodhan anugraha karilena Sri Shachinandan. Seeing the Vaishnavas in all directions crying, Shachinandan became compassionate. Matta putre jenahaya sneya anurag he matta sabare tilena putravav. Mahaprabhu felt the same affectionate attachment for the devotees that a mother feels for her child. He then gave everyone the same feelings that a child has for his mother. Or receives from his mother. I would say he then gave everyone the same feelings that a child experiences for his mother. In other words, he's in the Shakti mood. He's really, like before in Shiva Sangam and this Shatabhari Leela, Mahaprabhu was in this Purusha Bhav. He was in Purusha. He even said he was in Ishvara Bhav. The term that said he was in Ishvara Bhav. Ishvara means Purusha. He was in Ishvara Bhav, Purusha Bhav, and he was identifying as the Supreme Purusha and displaying all his various Purusha forms, Purusha avatars and Leela avatars and Das avatars and Prakash avatars, and people reciprocating with that, and he was calling them up one by one. Hey Murari, come, showing Murari that he was Ram. Hey Kulavesha, come, and he's showing the Vishnu, and one by one showing Krishna, this one Gopal, everyone. So now he's interacting with everyone as the Supreme Shakti, the Supreme Goddess. And then now they're all crying. So children cry, and when baby cries, what does the mother do? She picks up the baby, and the best way to make a baby stop crying is give the breast, feed him breast milk. So what did Lord Chaitanya do? Matri bhave vishrambara sabare darya stana pana karaye paramasnigdahaya. In the mood of a mother, matri bhav, Vishrambara affectionately breastfed everyone. Vishrambara means nourisher, one who nourishes, maintains the devotion of his servants, one who nourishes the bhakti of his devotees, one who maintains them. So here he's literally, figuratively, directly, exactly nourishing them. Kamala Parvati Daya Mahanarayani Hapane Haile Prabhu Jagat Janani. Lord Vishambhar personally manifests as the mother of the universe in the form of Kamala, Lakshmi Devi, Parvati, Daya, and Mahanarayani. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the object of worship. He maintains everyone. When his energy becomes inclined toward his service and displays her variegated pastimes, she helps revive the constitutional position of living entities. And when she directs her covering and throwing potencies to bewilder the living entities, and the conditioned living entities accept this with respect, she then becomes a provider of the living entities' material enjoyment and temporary benefit. Although the manifestation of the Lord's pastimes as a mother in the house of Sri Chandrasekhar refutes the argument that these pastimes are unfit to perpetually exist. The Lord accepted the mood of a devotee to demonstrate that such a form was not the worshipful Supreme Lord's personal form. It's not that simply because Sri Gaurasundar displayed the ideal example of enacting the pastimes of his various energies that he is the object of the subordinate conditioned soul's enjoyment. In other words, all the energies, including the material energy, is Krishna or as Lord Gaurasundar. And all the energy should be engaged in his service, even Mahamaya. But the conditioned souls are taking the Mahamaya and engaging in their service, or trying to, and engaging her in their service. When the mother serves her child like a maidservant, her child is completely unable to serve her at that time. There is no possibility for the child to serve its mother at that point other than by accepting her service. So this is the child as a conditioned soul in the samsara. And he's engaging his mother, Mother Mahamaya, Mother Durga, to serve him because his consciousness is not developed to understand the actual relationship that he should pray to Durga and help her serve Krishna by himself surrendering and serving Krishna, because that's what she wants. She wants to serve Krishna with all her children. But her children say, "Mom, serve me." She's saying, "But I want to serve Krishna, so why don't you join me and cooperate with me and serve Krishna?" "Oh, now you're taking away my time, my service to serve you." Conditioned souls. "All right, so I have to cover you in this way, I have to throw you in this way." When a child's consciousness is developed, it also just develops a strong desire to become the master. Then also the child cannot understand that his mother has been serving him since his birth, and that he should clear his debt to his mother by serving her. When such a mentality does awaken in the child, it no longer exhibits a propensity to enjoy material existence. Yet, the illusory energy of Vishnu, Mahamaya, is so powerful that she does not award this qualification to everyone. The Supreme Lord can never become a servant or a maidservant. He is always the Lord and the enjoyer. His subordinate energies are his servants and maidservants. Those who desire to transform the Supreme Lord into a servant or maidservant are bewildered by the illusory energy of Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is never to be enjoyed by the conditioned living entities. By accepting this material world, which is a transformation of the Lord's external energy, as the abode of enjoyment, the living entities who are transformations of the marginal energy have ended up becoming masters of the material world, and while establishing the Shakta philosophy, they have taken leave from the path of spiritual life. When the conditioned souls feel that material enjoyment is their goal of life, then they engage the Supreme Lord as the supplier of their sense gratification. "O God, give us our daily bread. God is my order supplier." In Gaurasundara's pastimes of accepting the mood of a devotee, his exhibition of pastimes as the mother of the universe. Why did he do this? He did this to demonstrate that service to the energetic Vishnu is the only propensity of the Adyashakti, or energy, which is the worshipable goddess of the followers of the Shakta philosophy. Vishnu is never to be considered the energy. The energy is always under the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Gaurasundara manifested such pastimes to confirm that the energies inclined towards the Lord's service are most favorable to the energetic, and that the external illusory energies display of manipulating energies is incompatible with the manipulation of the internal energy. Satyakari lena prabhu apanaragita amipita pita maha amidatta mata. Lord Vishnubhar confirmed his statement in the Gita, "I am the father and grandfather, I am the sport and I am the mother." Those words are there, Pitamaha Mata. He's on the mother of creation and everything. The Supreme Lord is the absolute truth. There is an eternal relationship between the Supreme Lord and the living entities, his parts and parcels. The Supreme Lord is Vibhu, unlimited, and the Anu, or limited living entities, who are related to him, are among his subordinate energies. The material designations have no relationship with the Sarup Lakshana of the living entity or our original primary characteristics. They only have a relationship with his marginal characteristics. Pitaham asya jagato mata datta pitamaha. Vishnubhara said, I am the father of the universe, pitamaha, jagat, the mother, the support, datta, and the grandsire. Anande Vaishnava Sava Karistanapan Koti Koti Jamnajara Mahabhagyavan. All those Vaishnavas who had been most fortunate for millions of lifetimes now blissfully drank milk from the Lord's breast. Stanapane Sabara Viraha Gela Dura Prema Rase Sabe Mata Haila Prachura. In other words, what was that milk? The Mahabhav. The Lord's body is Mahabhav Surupini, Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Sri Krishna Gamai was Mahabhav Surupini Rata. Mananaki Mahabhav Rata. Mahabhav Surupini. So that milk is non different from the same. The inside, outside, the Bhav, everything. Bhav Sarup. By drinking the Lord's breast milk, their feelings of separation were mitigated. They became greatly maddened in the mellows of ecstatic love. Prema rasa sabhe matta haila prachur. E sabha lila rakabu avarina hai avirbhava tirobhava vede matrakai. Although the Vedas describe the Lord's quote appearance and quote disappearance, there's actually no end to his pastimes. They're always existing. Maharaja Rajeshvara Prabhu Vishwambara E Ranga Karelena Nadiya Bitar. Lord Vishwambara, the King of Kings, Maharaj Rajeshwara, performed such pastimes in Nadiya. Nikila Brahmande Jata Stula Shukshma Shukshma Ache Savachaitanya Rupa Beda Kare Pache. All gross and subtle elements in the entire universe are manifestations of Lord Chaitanya that later appear separate. Ichaya karaya shisti, ichaya milaya, milaya, ananta brahmanda shisti karaya lilaya. Out of his own sweet will, he creates and annihilates. He creates innumerable universes as one of his pastimes. Lila. Ananta brahmanda karaya lila. This is lila. Shristi lila, creation. And we're in. Yes, we came from Krishna's lila. We are favorably serving Mahavishnu in his Srishti Leela. Absorbed in Yoga Nidra with Mahavishnu. Somehow we came out of that internal absorption into an external aspect of his Srishti. Icha Maya Maheshwara Icha Kacha Kache Tana Icha Nayakare Hina Konache. He is the Lord of Lords and supremely independent. He appears in whatever form he desires. Who is there who will disobey him? Tadapi tanhara kacha sakale su satya jivatari bharalagi esava mahatva. Nevertheless, all of his forms are the supreme truth. He manifests such glorious forms to deliver the living entities. Ihana bujiya kon papi jana prabhure balaya gopi Kaya apana. Without understanding this fact, some sinful persons ruin themselves by calling a lord a gopi. Abhuta gopika nritya chari veda dan Krishna bhakti haya iya karile shavan. By hearing about the Lord's wonderful dance as a gopi, which is the treasure of the four Vedas, one attains devotional service to Krishna. So it's very. That's why I always like this chapter. It's very interesting. That throughout, it's almost over. We can even finish it. About 10 verses. He's all about Rukmini, and a couple times he says he's a gopi. And the chapter title is called Mahabhu Dasa is a Gopi. So he's a gopi, but he's not a gopi. Adbhuta Gopika. He's an Adbhuta Gopika. Adbhuta Gopika Nritya Chari Vedadan. It's a wonderful dance as a gopi, which is a treasure of the four Vedas, one that attains bhakti. So we'll hear that, the whole thing here. Ayabadai Budi Prabhu Nityananda Se Lila Hena Lakshmi Kache Gora Chandra. In that pastime, Nityananda played the role of an elderly lady and danced with the Lord, while Gora Chandra took the form of Goddess Lakshmi. Jakanje Rupe Gora Chandra Jai Vihare Seyan Rupa Rupa Nityananda Dari. Whenever Gora Chandra enjoys pastimes in a particular form, Nityananda assumes a form suitable for those pastimes. Prabhu Hailena Gopi Nityananda Badai Kebu Jiva Iyajara Anubhavanai. The Lord became a gopi, and Nityananda became an elderly lady. Who can understand this other than one who has realization of it? Well, I can definitely include myself in that category of not understanding, but sometimes, most of the time he's saying he is Rukmini Vesh, Rukmini Bhav, all these words he's using. And then Lakshmi, and then every once in a while he says, Gopi, the Lord became a gopi. A gopi must mean just female, it seems to me. Krishnanugraha, but then again, who can understand unless he has anubhav, realization. Krishnanugraha jari se eu marma jane apa bhage nityananda sarupe nachine. Only one who is favored by Krishna can understand this in truth. Less fortunate persons cannot recognize Nityananda. Kiba jogi nityananda kiba bhakta jan bhakta gyani jara jena mata icha nabalaye keni. Some consider Nityananda yogi, some a devotee, and some say he's a gyani. They may say whatever they like. Jese kene chaitanjara Nityananda nahi tadapi parapadma rahuka vridaye. Even if Nityananda is the most insignificant servant of the Lord Chaitanya, I would still keep his lotus feet in my heart. Ete parihare o jepapi nindakare tave lati marantara Shirara Upare Lati Maran. Therefore, he says, I take a stick and I smash the head. Maran Shire Upare. And actually, what it's really saying, it's saying, Lati Maran is I'll take a stick and smash somebody on the top of the head, Upare. Smash him on the top of the head and kill him. But there, it says stick, it doesn't say foot, but somehow the translator, who certainly knows more Bengali than I do, but I guess he was in a hurry. So therefore, I kick the head of any sinful person who disregards the glories of Lord Nityananda and dares to criticize him. It's parihari, it's a fact. Parihari disregards everything. Papi nindakari, lati maran, I guess it's a stylized translation. Lati maran shire upari. Shira means shirasa on the head, upari means on top of. Maran means kill, and lati means I smash, I hit, and lati means a stick. Madhyakanda kata jena amrita shravan jahan lakshmi veshe nritya kaila narayan. The topics of Madhyakanda, wherein Lord Narayan's dance in the form of Lakshmi are narrated, are just like a shower of nectar. Nachila janani bhave bhakti shikaya sabara purila asha stana payaya. The Lord danced in the mood of a mother and taught devotional service. He then fulfilled everyone's desire by feeding them breast milk. By displaying the activities of his spiritual and material energies, the Lord taught devotional service, which is the eternal propensity dormant in the conditioned souls. He taught self-realized souls the principles of distributing foodstuffs required in the material world and offering service to the Supreme Lord rather than taking service from the Lord. Saptadina Sri Acharya Ratnere Mandire Paramar Bhutta Teja Chila Nirantare. There was a wonderful effulgence manifest for 7 days at the house of Sri Acharya Ratna. Chandrasekhar Acharya was known as Acharya Ratna. He was a crest jewel. He is one of the great crest jewels of all the Acharyas of Navadvip. There was a Advaita Acharya. Many Acharyas were there. Gangadas Acharya. So many Acharyas were there, with students and Sanskrit tolls and different students teaching logic, Naya logic, grammar, Vyakaran, Kavi, poetry, Jyotish, etc. But he was the greatest jewel because the Lord danced in his house for 7 days, like a Sapta, 7 day performance. Chandra Surya Vidyut Ekatra Jaina Jwale Dekaya Shukriti Sava Mahakutuhale. It appeared that the moon, sun, and lightning were simultaneously illuminating the house. Fortunate persons were greatly pleased to see this. Jateka Aiseloka Achajera Gauri Chakshu Meli Bhare Shakti Keya Nahidari. Those who came to Acharyaratna's house were unable to open their eyes. So brilliant effulgence for 7 days was emanating from Mahaprabhu and his followers on the stage at Chandrasekhar's house. Loke Bali Ki Karani Achayera Gari Dui Chakshu Milite Melite Putiya Jinapari. People asked, why do our eyes become blinded when we open them in Acharya's house? Shuniya Vaishnavagan Mane Mane Hase Keya Ara Kichunai Kareya Prakashe. On hearing this, the Vaishnavas became jubilant at heart, but they did not offer any explanation. Apparently there are many classes of people there, just some local people and others were attending the function. But the Vaishnavas knew they weren't explaining that the source of the effulgence was the effulgent teachings that Lord Chaitanya was distributing from the stage, and the very effulgence of the Lord in disguise was Rukmini and Lakshmi. What was he displaying? Shaktis. And Shakti means potencies. Potency means jyoti, effulgence, light. Vidya Shakti, the light of the knowledge he was distributing, was brilliant. And the light of the Leela Shakti, the light of the Leela he was distributing was brilliant. And this combined Tattva and Leela, the effulgence of this Tattva and the effulgence of this Leela, Tattva and Leela being combined and distributed simultaneously, was blinding to their eyes, more blinding than the combination of the sun and moon and lightning appearing in one place. The Vaishnavas knew. Well, they didn't. They said, just relish it, Jack. Hena se chaitanya maya karma gahan tarapiya kaya kichuna buje karan. Lord Chaitanya's potencies are most confidential. Chaitanya maya parama gahana. Yet no one can understand how this is so. The potencies, Lord Chaitanya's potency, the potencies of Sri Chaitanya Dev are most confidential. There is not a tinge of bhakti in the hearts of those who desire to enjoy Gaura. In other words, they accept service from Gaurasundara by considering him the object of their enjoyment. In other words, Gauranga Nagaris. Sri Chaitanya Dev did not allow foolish persons to understand this. He mata chintya lila kora chandra kare navadripe savabhakta sahite bihari. In this way, Lord Gaurachandra enjoyed inconceivable pastimes with the Navadvip devotees. Shuna shuna are bhai chaitanjara kata madhyakande jay jay karma kaila jata jata. O brothers, here are the descriptions of the activities and places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Madhyakanda. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Pahunjan Brindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus concludes the narration of the Lord's Mahaprabhu's dancing as a gopi in the house of Acharya Ratna Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya in Mayapur Dham. Navarit Mando. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.